multiple persons.
Okay. I heard Bill sound off. Bill, you want to start? No, I'm kidding. This is Gary Spackman, Department of Water Resources, and when we logged on here, it told us there were 9 participants. Maybe we have 10, including us. So, just as a preliminary statement, this is a status conference for the
main delivery call.
Rangan delivery call, the first one. I have to sort of reset here, and and then we have a second status conference that was scheduled on the back end, and we'll try to keep those two, the discussions, separate, although there'll be some overlap. We may need to repeat some of it, either if we have other participants or just for the record. So let's identify who's here on the phone. If we can kind of go slowly and work through folks randomly.
This is Candace McHugh on behalf of the Coalition of Cities. I'm just here for the, I think the third matter that's up. The rest of it, we're not participants in, I don't believe.
Okay.
Kent, sure.
Go ahead.
Kent Fletcher, I'll be getting off the phone at 2:30, but I'll listen in until then.
Okay, thanks, Kent.
This is Sarah Klon for the City of Pocatello, and I am here for the remand matter and the 1957 Rangan matter, and I'd like to listen into the Morris matter. And Heidi Welsh, one of our engineers, will join shortly, so she may join in the middle of something, but if we get an additional person, that's probably who it is.
Okay. Thank you. Others?
TJ Budge on behalf of the groundwater districts.
Thank you, TJ. Others?
Paul Arrington here.
Thank you, Paul.
Bill Parsons.
Thank you, Bill. Others?
Robin Brody on behalf of Rangan.
Thank you, Robin. Others?
This is Bryce Contour at Upper Valley Pumpers.
Thanks, Bryce.
And Jerry Rigby, as well.
Oh, good. If you're here, Jerry, shall I bow out then?
How about if Jerry bowed out instead?
There you go.
Is that a great setup? Is that a great setup or what?
No, both stay on.
Okay.
Okay. Others? Is that it? I thought it might have been John Simpson that made the derogatory remark. Jerry, do you have other detractors out there?
Oh, haven't yet. They just stand in line.
Okay, so let me go through who's on the phone. Candace McHugh, Kent Fletcher, Sarah Klon, TJ Budge, Paul Arrington, Robin Brody, Bryce Contour, and Jerry Rigby. Anybody else I've left off? Oh,
Bill Parsons.
I didn't get you, Bill.
Still here.
Yep, great. Okay. I mentioned you at the outset and I didn't write it down. Okay. Anybody else on the phone? All right, let's identify the folks who are here in the department offices. Gary Spackman again.
Justin May on behalf of Rangan.
Jennifer Suto.
Emmy Blades for IDWR.
Garrett Baxter for the department.
And Debbie Gibson with the department.
Okay, happy Friday 13th. And we're here to talk about, I guess, the obligation for mitigation upcoming in the next year, come April 1st. And I guess all of the ancillary subjects about mitigation plans and what we do with a remand. And I'm not sure how to start this discussion other than to say we had to erase a bunch of numbers off of our whiteboard here, even though TJ had committed to erase those. And we tried to digest them and couldn't make any sense out of them whatsoever. However, we can still read them if we shine a bright light on them. So we could resurrect them if people wanted us to. So I just say that because I know there have been some discussions, and I don't know whether those have been fruitful or not. They may relate to the matter that we're now talking about. All right.
Who's Jerry? Claiming that?
I think it's you.
Jerry. I think it's Jerry Rigby's music.
Why do you all resort to me? Just first out of the chute there.
I don't know. I just thought after I heard it, I thought that's got to be coming out of Rexburg, Idaho. It wasn't you, Jerry. It's just that sounded like the culture over there.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, trying to re-dig yourself out of that one.
Yeah, sure. I'm trying.
No, it was not me this time.
Well, then it was Contour. Okay. Anybody want to venture out at this point?
Director, I suppose I can speak to it a little bit. You mentioned the numbers that were put up there on the board, and as you know, we don't have yet any kind of agreement with regard to a mechanism which would allow us to not only deal with the 1957 call, but also deal with allocating mitigation credit to the extent that there is mitigation credit, both to the 57 right as well as the 62 call.
Right.
however, I guess, and the other parties can jump in here if I'm incorrect, but we have, I believe, made some significant progress continuing kind of along the lines with what was on the board, even if you found the board to be unintelligible. We've made some progress, I think, since then towards a conceptual framework, but we do not have, at this point, a final agreement. I know Mr. Budge filed yesterday a proposal with regard to the Morris credit because they had a deadline to do that. But at the same time that was being filed, we had some conversations ongoing, and those are still working out. We still have some details, however.
Now, I want to make clear that my statement about the numbers was totally in jest. I did not try to read or interpret them at all or run any computation. I don't know who the other part or who else may have done that. My guess is if Jennifer had attempted, she would have figured it out. I probably would not have. But anyway, we erased them off the board. So there are ongoing discussions. We have a document that's come in. I haven't looked at it. You have it, Garrick?
It was filed yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, we
okay. Have it. So I haven't looked at that document at all. What do the parties want to do with this in terms of the first?
And I guess I should say the discussions we have had are not necessarily surrounding the document they filed yesterday. That's their proposal. The discussions have been actually about kind of a different manner for doing that. I believe we have a response that's due 2 weeks from yesterday to that document. And I think, I mean, I'm assuming between now and then we would be able to come up with something either that can be presented together, or we will respond with something that's along the lines of what everyone has been talking about.
And Mr. Director, this is Sarah Klon, and I just want to step back a minute, and maybe this is clear already from what we told you at the hearing, but our discussions are surrounding the question of how the parties believe the available flows at the Kern Tunnel, existing senior water rights, and available mitigation supplies should be allocated and accounted for. And that's why the three matters you're hearing today are interlocking in the sense that it's possible that at least the dispute about a shortage related to either of the two water rights or a dispute about the Morris credit per se could be resolved, we hope, by this method we're working on. And I think we're very close. I think Justin's right. And we would like to I don't know if we need to do this formally or not, but we wanted to try and schedule a phone call amongst the experts because our guys have a few questions about some of the numbers that have been going back and forth. But we're, you know, I think we are very close.
Okay, well, let me ask a question first, and that is, I've heard two references now to three matters that are pending today, and I'm only aware of two. Sarah, what three do you identify?
Well, I thought we were only having here a status conference on the two Rangan delivery calls, but somebody earlier right. today mentioned that there was also going okay. to be a discussion of the Morris credit, and that's so I was operating under the assumption maybe I didn't know that that was also part of the status conference because we're not in that case.
Well, but I think the discussion of the Morris credit or what credit might be recognizable would be a part of the discussion, well, maybe in both proceedings. I don't know.
Yeah, possibly.
I would think that, Director, and the Morris credit, when we're talking about what we're working to resolve, is included in what we're trying to work through. And to piggyback on what Sarah says, I think that a conference between the experts would certainly be helpful. I think at some point here, and the parties can step in, we need to also figure out how we can get the department involved, at least in the sense of maybe getting to talk with Frank Irwin and possibly even Cindy Enter with regard to what their thoughts are on what we're trying to put together, because I think it implicates them and their administration, and we want to make sure that we're not doing something that once we present it to you or present it to them, they say that's not going to work at all.
That makes sense.
We certainly could commit to Cindy's availability, and I don't know why Frank Irwin wouldn't respond to a request, and you know, we could consult with him, or you could.
But I also suggest we ask that Jennifer be made to participate or made available to participate.
Sure, and I was going to suggest that as well, that it would make sense to have Jennifer as well.
And these are settlement negotiations as I interpret them. Yeah. And I want to encourage those. There's no need to bring that information in front of the director right now or in front of anybody else. So to the extent you feel comfortable including Jennifer, I think she'd be a resource and an asset to you. And I'd instruct her as well as Cindy Enter. And to the degree I have some control there with Mr. Irwin, that you know that those subjects are being discussed in that context and are not part of what we ultimately consider in any formal record.
So I think for purposes of setting up this meeting, if whoever's taking the lead at setting it up just wants to directly email Jennifer and Cindy, and I think everybody probably has Frank's email as well. I think that'd be appropriate here.
So just email them directly and copy you on it, I'm assuming.
Yes,
you want
please.
To take a copy.
Okay.
If we schedule a meeting of the experts, then after the meeting or meetings, what kind of timetable would the parties propose? Because there's an urgency about having something in place once April 1st rolls around and the irrigation starts, and how we consider credit, if any, from the Morris Exchange and maybe other issues. But we probably need to put some of that together, maybe even by agreement of the parties, prior to reissuance of some decision. I don't know. We could wait, but I think it would help all the parties, maybe just to get us through a period of time here of uncertainty. That's sort of a proposal throwing out. But
in terms of time frame, I mean, I guess I think we've already got the deadline out there for us to provide a response, and I think that would, I mean, I think that deadline is still appropriate and would give us what we need. And I'll just tell you that part of the discussions with Mr. Butch have revolved around what to do with April 1st, and I think we're close on that as well.
Okay. All right. So do we want to talk about anything else here in the first delivery call, or are we just delaying any additional action until the proposals come in and there's a response? Do we want to schedule another status conference around the 1st of April?
Well, Mr. Director, when you say the first delivery call, are you talking about the remand?
Well, yeah, the present status of the first delivery call as it's come back to the department on remand, I thought.
I just wanted to clarify.
Go ahead.
Well, I guess I was just going to say, and it's followed up on Sarah's, I guess the negotiations to this point, as Sarah had indicated, have revolved around how do we deal with credit for mitigation obligation, not necessarily the issues that are directly related to remand that particularly Sarah and Chair Rigby are concerned with. That hasn't necessarily been our focus of negotiations, and that might have been what Sarah was referring to. I'm not sure which issues we're dealing with.
Well, I guess those negotiations could be as large or as narrow as the parties want them to be, but it seems to me that there's a remand that's been sent back to the director. The director needs to do some things based on that remand and issue some kind of amended documents related to it. But that process probably doesn't line up with what we need to have in place in timing. So for me, I've got to try to figure something out. If parties can do it, it may be a lot easier than what I do out of this office. I guess I see the larger remand issue, but I also see a deadline that may be coming about mitigation that I need to respond to, at least in the interim. So. And it's sort of interesting as we look at the numbers. And Jennifer, did you run the numbers, or do the parties have them? What would be required if there were a trim line and not a trim line in terms of mitigation obligation, if we were to adjust that mitigation obligation? That's out to the parties, I assume, right?
Yes,
that's
correct.
Yeah, right.
For the area of common groundwater supply.
Yeah. And the difference was what?
A tenth of a CFS
or something.
Yeah.
And so it seems to me that therein is something that everybody could focus on, given the short time frames that we have. Maybe that is a subject of the discussions as well.
It is.
And if it is, then it takes on a larger scope than just the 57 delivery call. It really has an extension into this 1962 delivery call and how mitigation is provided for it over the next time frame until I can act on the remand. So maybe that distinction is helpful or unhelpful, Sarah and Justin.
No, it's helpful. I think Jerry and I have, as we've shared with Justin and the other Rangan lawyers, that we're anxious to assist in resolving the allocation of water available and calculation of water available for shortage, but we're also wanting to make sure that we don't lose sight of the fact that for purposes of our clients we don't think we share liability for the shortages. And I realize that's an open question and there's a lot of disagreement about it, but I didn't want the director to think that this would resolve all of the issues on remand, because I'm not sure that it will.
And that's all,
Jerry,
that's all
I
was suggesting. Sorry, Jerry.
Okay, well, I am just looking at a calendar. You want to schedule another status conference in 2 weeks? That's another sure. Friday on the 27th, or we could shoot.
I'm out of pocket all day that day. I have to travel to do an oral argument.
No,
we could do it on maybe the 26th.
That's the deadline for the responses to IGWA's plan. Do you?
We could shoot for April 1st. You know,
I would think that the 26th is just fine. I mean, in terms of. The 26th is just fine for us. I mean, we all know what our response. I mean, right now, know pretty much what the response is going to look like, even now, based upon our negotiations. So,
is that okay? Everybody else? Anybody else? Want to weigh in on scheduling on the 26th afternoon or morning? No preference.
My only time I can't is 1 o'clock to 2:30.
Well, let's do it in the morning then. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, what's the best?
Either side.
Do 10.
10 o'clock?
Yep.
10 o'clock. Mountain Daylight Savings Time. Okay. Now, the other question I have is, we have a second status conference that we scheduled but didn't send out a notice for. Is there any need to break into something separate with respect to that particular, with the 57 delivery call? Because we've kind of talked through everything, and it sounds to me like there isn't anything to really resolve in the 57 delivery call right now.
I would say that it would make sense to simply do the same thing with that and have another status conference, because as far as I'm concerned, the issues are completely intertwined.
So let's schedule them back to back, and we'll just postpone what we're doing here today and allow the parties then to talk about it in greater detail. Is that okay?
Yes.
Anybody else?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have anything else. Thanks for your help and have a good weekend. Trees are starting.
Hey, Director, this is TJ. Yeah. While we've got everyone on the phone, can we schedule a time for the meeting between the experts?
My only problem with that, TJ, is right now I don't have either Dave or Chuck on the phone, so I don't know what their schedule looks like. But so I would just need to check on that. I'm assuming we'd want to do that as soon as possible, sometime next week. But
just okay. Let's do it now.
What was that, Bryce?
There is the modeling committee next week, and that may provide an opportunity.
When is that?
Tuesday.
It's all day Tuesday.
Okay. That may make sense.
Yeah, it sounds like a good suggestion.
I'll check with Dave and Chuck.
Okay, great.
Heidi, did you join?
Yes.
Would Tuesday work for you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Mark.
You'll be there for that too.
Okay, everybody, have a great weekend.
Thank you.